What's up with your face?
3 billion light years away from Earth, and I'm still stuck at the end of a shovel.
Oh, quit complaining. Millions of others would kill to be where we are now.
I could have stayed on Earth and dug holes. And what does Robertson hope to find down there anyway? There's nothing on this planet except bloody annoying insects.
The scanners detected something inorganic under here. It didn't seem to be too far under the surface.
Is that it? Sounds hollow.
Let's get a look. Pass me the brush.
What the hell is it?
It's a flat surface. Wooden. That can't be right.
What?
It looks man-made, in fact. Is that not a...
a coffin?
Holy shit.
This is truly the most fascinating thing I've ever seen.
I don't understand. How can there possibly be a coffin here? I thought no one had ever
been
here.
The lid is nailed down. Remarkable.
Could a ship from one of the colonies have landed here at some point?
They don't have the technology. Nobody has ever been this far from Earth before. Pass me the crowbar.
But there's absolutely no doubt that this is a human coffin.
Okay. Are you recording?
Yeah.
Right. Here goes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no!
So what's all this about a wee job?
I've figured out a way to pay back the money we owe. All of it.
Oh, well, straight away, I don't like the sound of this. You don't just earn 2 grand doing a wee job.
Not legally, no. You're hardly a moral compass, Alex. It was you that managed to...
All right. Just tell me the plan.
Well, you know I've been doing deliveries for Billy's on Fridays and Saturdays. Well, every Friday night, this old woman orders chips and a tin of Iron Brew.
It's a very old woman thing to do.
The fuck do you know about old people?
I've got a gran.
Aye, well, that's irrelevant. Anyway, that's what she orders and that's that. Would it make you feel better if she was sitting down to roast beef, Yorkshire puddings and a cup of tea?
To be honest, probably, yeah.
I'll be sure to mention it to her. Anyway, that's got nothing to do with the plan.
You're going to tell her the next order is 2 grand instead of 6 quid and hope she's senile enough to believe you?
Well, you let me finish.
Sorry.
Right. So when this old dear answers the door, she always acts surprised to see me. Even though we go through the same procedure every single Friday.
She's probably just surprised to see you doing legitimate work.
Funny. Anyway, it's cash in hand.
So she's surprised because?
I don't fucking know, I'm not a psychologist. I'm saying she's surprised because she never has her purse ready. The order's always £3.95. Yeah, she'll ask how much it is, then go into this walk-in cupboard in the hall, bring out her handbag, rifle about in it to find her purse.
A purse, I'm guessing, that's chock-a-block with notes?
Honestly, this thing would choke a horse. There's 50s there and everything. I reckon there's easily more than 2 grand all in.
So what, you'll just grab it and do a runner? You don't want to bump her off, do you?
Don't be daft, she canes where I work. Besides, why would I need you if that was my plan?
Moral support?
Aye, you'd be the first call I made for that, right enough. No, you'll be going to our door tonight.
Tonight? But it's Tuesday.
And?
You said she orders chips on a Friday.
What the fuck's that got to do with anything? You think a purse only exists when she orders her tea?
So what am I going to do? Just ask her for £2,000?
You'll act upset. Tell her there's been an accident or something, I don't know. Just keep her talking at the door for as long as possible.
And I guess you'll be going in the back door to find the magic purse.
Window, actually. She's got those cheap shite ones that you can slide open even from the outside. I had a wander around there after I dropped her chips off on Friday.
That sounds like a euphemism. Will she not hear you, though?
Nah. She's as deaf as a fucking post. Hearing aid the size of a breeze block stuck to the back of her lug. And she talks at about 10,000 decibels.
Just a thought, though. If I tell her there's been an accident, will she not want to bring me in and call 999?
Well, tell her something else then. That's your job, no mine's. I'm doing the hard part here.
Hey, John.
Oh, hi, Claire. What's up?
Not too much. But, A few of us were thinking of going for a few drinks after work.
On a Wednesday, eh? Any special occasion?
Well, we're over the hump.
The hump?
Wednesday. The middle of the week.
Ha, right.
So, you fancy it?
I'm not so sure. I don't usually drink on a school night.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun.
I don't know. I take quite a bad hangover if I have to get up early.
We won't be out late. Just a couple of pints. Go on, John. Live a little.
All right, we've called an emergency cabinet meeting of John's body. Subject, pub on a Wednesday. Do we have any objections?
Brain, if I might offer some?
Stomach, the floor is yours.
I think we'd be wise to avoid allowing John going to the pub. We're still dealing with the fallout from 3 weeks ago when he had 12 pints and a calzone on his way home.
I have to strongly agree with the stomach here. We in the bowels had a torrid time after that incident. And, with all due respect, Brain, we couldn't get a response out of you at 4 in the morning, after which we had to press the emergency release button whilst John was still in bed.
Not only did John shit himself while sleeping, we spent most of the next day trying to empty the remaining toxins in the stomach.
John's ring piece was in tatters. We had to reject any further deposits down in our department.
I see. And Liver, I see you are dying to make a point.
Yeah, I'd also be keen to avoid John going to the pub tonight. Myself and the guys in the kidney department had a hellish time of it a few weeks back. And if he's getting up at 6:30 for work tomorrow, that doesn't give us enough time to even move 5 or 6 pints through him.
Mm-hmm. And do we have any case for John going to the pub?
I do!
Come on now. The heart is just as entitled to his input as the rest of you. What's your thoughts?
Well, John's fancied Claire for ages. And I reckon she likes him too. So if we knocked her back, she'll think he's not interested.
Oh, come on. That's no reason to overlook all the other points.
We know how bad John is at talking to women. With a few pints down him, he might stand a better chance of actually asking her out. And if he ends up in a proper relationship, then we won't have to go through all this again.
That's nonsense. She loves Indian food. He'll be shoving vindaloos down his neck every other week.
That's enough. I think the heart makes the most compelling argument here. John is 37 next month. We really need to get him a girlfriend. We won't let him stay out late, so make sure you all work hard to get him up, fresh as a daisy, at 6:30 tomorrow.
Listen, Claire, I'd better get up the road. It's getting late.
Oh, come on. It's only 11. Have one more drink.
I really shouldn't.
Please?
Oh, all right then. One more. What would you like?
I'll get them. 4 shots of tequila, please.
Tequila? Christ. Ah well, here goes.
Has anyone been able to get hold of Brain yet?
Not heard a word. How bad is it at your end?
Well, John shat the bed last night and he slept in for work. We're having to close the bowels until further notice.
We have quite a lot of donor meat to send down to you. Shall I send it back up the way instead?
You'll just have to, I'm afraid.
Right, I'll send that request over now. We really should clear this with the Brain first, but it's pretty urgent.
Hello? Really? Okay then. That was the Brain. He says John just threw up on Claire's desk.
That's not great. Shall I let the heart know?
I'll phone him. I'm going to enjoy this.
Will you slow down?
Oh, what are you, my mum? I don't want to be late.
If we're 15 minutes late, it won't be the end of the world.
It'll be the end of the world if someone's eating all the buffet.
It's hardly worth the risk of killing us both just so you can stuff your face with Scotch eggs and sausage rolls.
I hate eggs, you know that.
Well, maybe the party buffet isn't the ideal place for you to dine.
They'll have chicken. I like chicken. Tuna sandwiches too.
Lee, seriously, can you please slow down? You're doing about 60.
Well, this road is a 60.
Not in this darkness it isn't.
Oh, yeah, because that's how speed limits work. Can you text David for me? Tell him we're 5 minutes away.
I don't have his number.
Oh, hang on, we'll get my phone out. Lee? 2-6, it's in here. Got it.
Captive Minds Game Studios presents Massacre in Marlsford City.
Morning.
Morning. I'm here for an interview. 10:30 with the programming department.
Alright. Dan, was it?
Guilty as charged, yep.
Excellent. Just take a seat and I'll let Lance know you're here.
Thanks.
Hi Lance. Just letting you know your 10:30 is here. Righto. He's on his way.
Dan.
Yes, hi.
Lance Dyson, Head of Programming. Welcome to Captive Minds.
Thank you. It's a real honour to be here.
Come on, I'll take you through to the studios where we can have a chat. So you're a big gamer then?
Oh yes, I've played through everything you've ever made. That's what got me into programming and coding in the first place. I've always wanted to work in the games industry. Ever since I was about 9.
Excellent. Well, as you know, we're recruiting a lot of people at the moment for our new title, Massacre in Marlsford City 2. Tell me, what did you think of the original?
Loved it. I must have played it for over 1,000 hours.
Please, take a seat. And the morality of the game didn't bother you? We took a lot of criticism from the media. Especially after that nutjob wiped out a school in America and it came out that he was obsessed with the game.
The game industry is an easy target for things like that. I always say that Hitler and Stalin had mustaches, but that doesn't mean that Tom Selleck is about to kill millions of people.
A good point well made, Dan. As you know though, making a game where the aim is to kill as many civilians as possible has attracted a lot of negative attention.
I know. I actually write a gaming blog. The link is on my CV here. I talk about this subject quite a bit. People need to realise that these aren't civilians, they are NPCs. It's no more of a real massacre than anything we see in any 18-rated movie. Because of the sheer immersion in sandbox games now, lines are being blurred between fiction and reality.
Absolutely, Dan. Absolutely. You could say we are victims of our own success. And speaking of immersion, I'd like to show you something. Have you ever seen one of these chairs before?
I've heard of virtual reality chairs, but I've never seen this particular model. Did you develop them yourselves?
Oh, these are a bit more powerful than the virtual reality stuff you'll have seen. Stick the headset on and I'll show you.
Cool.
Now just lie back and take a few deep breaths.
Wow. Are we...
Recognize the scenery?
This is amazing.
Welcome to Marlsford City.
This is groundbreaking. How did you even...
We've got the best minds in the industry working on this game, Dan. The setting is more authentic and realistic than anything that's ever been made.
It's just like we're really here. I can feel my feet on the ground, the breeze on my face.
So will you accept the job?
The job? We're not even... Well, yes. Yes, of course I'd love to work here.
Excellent. Well, the residential area is off in that direction. It's 3 weeks before the game enters beta testing mode. Up until then, you should be relatively safe. Unless one of your fellow NPCs goes rogue, that is. It has happened before.
I'm sorry? What?
I'd love to stay and chat, Dan, but I've got a 10:45. It's a busy time for me, filling this sandbox up with civilians. I'm sure you understand, though. It would be a travesty to develop such a beautiful setting for a game and populate it with dumb artificial intelligence NPCs.
You can't possibly mean that...
3 weeks, Dan. Prepare yourself. Welcome to Captive Minds.